Phone Boy Speaks, episode 810, Important But Not Urgent. There was a piece on Last Week Tonight about our infrastructure in the United States and the sorry state of it. It's certainly known to me. I've certainly seen enough news stories throughout the country about different bridges that are either falling down. There's definitely some infrastructure challenges here in Seattle with the Alaska Viaduct. There's a bridge that has collapsed north of Seattle. I think it was last year, and that was it certainly made the news here and created some problems for people driving through that part of the state. And so. And I think, this piece, when I, of course it was funny because it's John Oliver, but there's nothing, there was nothing really new to me because it all sort of tells me stuff I know, which is we're not spending enough on our infrastructure. Nobody seems to have a plan to do it. The one obvious answer, raising the gas tax, doesn't seem to be popular among anybody. But, and I was trying to think about that. I'm going, well, why is that? Why are people not, into this? And it sort of dawned on me, and I've been through, Franklin Covey's Seven Habits of Highly Effective People and that kind of thing. And, there's the way people tend to the way things can be prioritized in, at least in that system is, things that are urgent and important. And it's a four quadrant system. And what I remember, and this is always the thing that kind of infrastructure and maintaining infrastructure sort of falls into this. It's we call it a quadrant two, and it's stuff that is important but not urgent, right? And something that is urgent means that you have to do something about it right away. Oftentimes we deal with the things that are urgent and important because they're urgent and important, and then we do things that are then we spend time doing things that are not urgent and not important, or things that are urgent and not important, and that we tend to ignore the stuff that we know we need to do, and things like exercise and eating right and all and things that that aren't really that sexy, right? Things that we know we need to do, but not getting around to doing, house maintenance, things like that. It's not sexy, but there's no immediate consequences for not doing it. But if you don't do something about it, then bad things are going to happen, and we've already seen that stuff. And unfortunately, getting the American electorate on board with doing things that aren't sexy is going to be a challenge, especially if it's going to cost them more money. A lot of Americans think they pay too much in taxes, and I tend to agree for the most part, but it's because we're spending our money on things that quite frankly, I don't think we should be spending our money on, but I'll leave that discussion for another time. But certainly, I think one of the things we should be spending money on is our infrastructure, the things that we use every day, driving around. And in Texas, for instance, there's pretty much all the new roads that they put in Texas that are freeways or toll roads. And they're starting to expand, tolls in Washington State as well, in the Seattle area. So that's, and that's one way to get highway funds, I suppose. Or like when they put a new, when they built a parallel Tacoma Narrows Bridge in 2007, I think. And they have bridge tolls to pay for the cost of building that bridge. Of course, I don't know how they're going to pay for maintaining the bridge. That's a whole different discussion. And probably they'll pass will continue having the tolls to pay for it. That would seem the smart thing to do. It's certainly that's what they do in California with the Golden Gate Bridge. But there's ways to do it. None of them are very sexy or they cost money. But that's stuff you got to do. We're going to start seeing a lot more things like bridges collapsing and dams. I can't imagine if like the Hoover Dam or something like exploded because of some structural failure that wasn't maintained because they don't have enough people to even inspect the bridges to find the issues, much less fix them. And I think there's going to have to be some serious disasters before everybody's on board with, okay, we're going to, we'll spend the money and fix this stuff. But these kinds of projects take years and years and years, and we should start on them now rather than wait for a disaster, because then it becomes even more problematic. But people don't do the things that are important, but not urgent. And that's actually something that we, that all of us could actually benefit from, whether we're fixing, trying to fix infrastructure or improving our health or our lot in life or anything like that.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.